this Gerrard's goal could be the best goal any Liverpool player's ever scored.
Yeah, I'm down.
Given
with that.
The time of it, given the stage it's on, given every aspect of it, given the state of play of the game, it's not like he's doing that when we're 3-0 up, or like he's doing that when we're 3-0 down, Mike. It is injury time of the FA Cup final. You are Liverpool captain. Yeah. You are from Liverpool. This stuff all does matter, to go back to the psychological. Absolutely. All of this matters. And you twat it in from 40 yards in a manner which is absolutely... you could watch it forever. It is an unbelievable strike. It really is, in that it's unsavable, and it really shouldn't be. You should be able to save anything anyone hits from 40 yards if you're a professional goalkeeper, and he can't get near it.
Poor Shaka. I've watched it hundreds of times, and quite a lot recently as well. And you know, sometimes one of the things I hate about watching football on TV, of games I've been to, is that it begins to dilute your memory of being there and seeing it with your own eyes. It's the one goal that I've watched about 100 times on video, but I still remember seeing it go in from my angle.
It should be gifts
imprinted. It's imprinted on my mind's eye, and because I was always super critical of Steven Gerrard, because I think he's among the best players I've ever seen. But mentally, I always said he was slightly fragile. And he's knackered. He's knackered there, because he's put so much mental exhaustion, or not mental exhaustion, but mental sort of effort into the game. And for the reasons you say, Liverpool captain from Liverpool, doesn't want to lose. We're losing 3-2. And he freely admits it at the time. He only hits it because he's got no energy to do anything else with it. He hasn't got the energy to trap it. He hasn't got the energy to see a pass. He hasn't got the vision to see anything else other than just hitting this ball as hard as he can. And ultimately, his gifts take over, because he just volleys it. And my God,